defenses are doing differently, or is it a matter of offensive line play when it comes to inside zone runs not being as effective as they were in the past for you guys?
Yeah, I think we've run the ball well at times throughout the season. I think teams have defended us. They'll have come into a game and have a theme, and there's games when we throw the ball 50 times like we did the other night, and then there's other ones where we run the ball a little bit more. We've been unsettled up front in terms of the offensive line, and I think, you know, we just stick with the run. We're probably not quite as efficient as we were, but we stick with it, and it's been effective with us, and then, you know, we feel like we can continue to improve.
Have you utilized Zach Ertz well enough this season?
We think so. We think so. He certainly had a marquee game the other night. We've talked throughout the year, and again, I can talk like this because I think this is our last meeting here, but we've talked throughout the year about skilled receivers or skilled players' production, and it comes in bunches, and that was certainly a big bunch.
But for him, there's a direct correlation between playing time and production. The more snaps he's getting, the more production he's
we
having.
Feel good about the way we use him this year. And he did a heck of a job the other night.
Can you? I think you've explained before that your decision to go with him in 12 or Jordan 11 is based on how you want the defense to play or a certain look.
Yeah. Well, you saw the other night we kind of put two tight ends in the game and spread them out and did some things. And then they played us. They really played us softer than we anticipated. Not much pressure. And they just kind of played loose and let us kind of work the ball. And we did so, and we sort of used some of those possession throws to the tight ends in the way that you might use a run.
But wouldn't I mean, it seems that
but it doesn't happen that way every week. Right. Teams will make a decision how they're going to play you, and certainly the matchups are not always the same each week.
It seems throughout the course of the year, though, both guys, whether it's Jordan or Zach, have demonstrated an ability to beat either a linebacker or a defensive back, whoever's been on them. So then if both guys are beating – both types of coverage.
Sure.
How do you decide which one's better for what you're?
Well, it depends how the defense is playing, because there's times when you put two tight ends on the field and they stay base, and it's a linebacker. There's times when you put two tight ends, which one of them, including Zach, where they'll play nickel, and so on and so forth. So, it's a weekly thing, and it's something that we go through, and there's schematic reasons for it.
Do you think there could have been times where you've got Jordan and Zach Ertz on the field at the same time more?
We did. We did do that.
More?
I don't know. At this point, I don't think it really matters. We feel good about when either one of them's on the field, and there were times this year when we had them both out there.
I know you want to win, but as a coach, seeing the team today for the first time since the playoffs, and they're no longer on the line.
Sure.
Is it difficult to get their focus and to motivate them with the game with not as much meaning?
Well, I think this, and that's a very good question. I think who is it for anyone to tell us what's meaningful or not? You know, I reminded the offensive guys this morning that all of us dreamed of playing pro football. And for those of us that can no longer play, you know, we're coaching it. And we have one more opportunity to play pro football this year. Now, our circumstances are such where we can't go any further, but everything's meaningful. I mean, waking up Monday morning is not guaranteed. So it's meaningful, and it's, you know, and we're a prideful group, and we're going to put all our efforts into going and beating the Giants.
The last time you played the Giants, they played nickel almost the whole game.
They did, yeah.
How many teams have done that, and how many teams have stayed in base when you've played 11 this year? Many?
It depends. You know, some of the 3-4 scheme fronts will stay in their 3-4, you know, five on the line, I'd like to call it, type package on first and second down at times. Sometimes they'll stay with four DBs, two safeties, and two corners. Teams have played us with five on the line and played three corners. And so it's different. And that's why the matchup sometimes, that's why the way we look on offense some weeks looks different.
As you mentioned, this is the last time we get to meet with you. So it's worth asking, what do you think of Nick Foles' season this year, based on what he's done today?
I'm going to avoid any of those recap questions. I think at this point he's just fighting to come back. Unfortunately, he didn't make it back in time to make the next or our last game. But the way he's really approached his rehab, and you know, there's certainly areas we all can get better. But the way he's approached his rehab, if he continues to the offseason, I'm really looking forward to what he can do next year.
Do you feel like you've seen enough of Nick to really know, you know, he didn't play full season last year, didn't play full season this year, or his rookie year, for that matter. Do you feel like you've seen enough body of work from him to know exactly what you have?
Yeah, I think we know what we have in Nick, and we've seen a guy that I think by last count he's 14-4 as a starter. So that's really how you judge a quarterback. Yeah, well, and me as well. I mean, I was not here when he was here before. Yeah, so is that right? 14-4? You guys are good at the math, way better than I am.
He did play before you guys got here.
True, I know that.
When he left the Houston game, it was 7-7. He gets the win from that. So.
Okay, good. See, yeah, that's what I mean. You guys are way more in detail with that than I am.
Would you like an opportunity to at least be an offensive play caller?
You know what? I usually treat the world I am where my feet are, and right now all our focus and my focus is getting our guys ready to play the Giants and fulfill my role. You know, I feel like we work and play for one of the greatest sports organizations there is, and Mr. Lurie deserves our best effort every single day, and that's what he's going to get from me.
When you watched the film of the Washington game, were there missed opportunities downfield that you guys could have hit on?
I wouldn't say that. I think we were pretty efficient moving the football. We certainly can point to a few mistakes we made, but we were able to move the ball and score points, just not enough.
There was a disparity this year between the number of times you guys threw the ball in a game when Nick was the quarterback and the number of times you threw it when Mark was a quarterback. Some of that came down a little bit, obviously, as you indicated,
right,
because you threw 50 times on Saturday. And Nick was in games where you were mostly ahead, and Sanchez was in games you were mostly behind. So do you think that disparity would actually flip a little bit? Anyway, is there any way to interpret that disparity other than to say you were more comfortable?
I'm having
with
a
Nick?
Hard time following all this, quite frankly.
Me too.
I want to give you a good answer. I'm.
You threw the ball more with Nick than with Mark. Is there any way to interpret that other than to say you were more comfortable with Nick throwing than you were comfortable with Mark throwing?
No, I don't think so. I think we were equally comfortable with both quarterbacks doing whatever we do offensively. I think early in the year, you know, when Nick was playing, that's when we were really unsettled up front in terms of injuries. And so the games were being played out just a little bit different than as we got to the middle and the later part of the year when our kind of frontline starters came back. So, you know, and each game is different. You know, we can look at, you know, you can look at each game kind of by themselves. And then certainly as you guys, I think you're already into recap mode, we'll kind of add them up at the end here.
How disappointing is it that you guys never – I know you focused on turnovers in practice all the time, but that you were never able to really – I think not just one game without a turnover. How disappointing that
– Well, it is disappointing because it affected our wins and losses. You know, that's what's disappointing. We're not certainly not discouraged, and we continued to coach ball security throughout, you know, and it comes down to decision-making and – You know, I think whoever has the football has the hopes and dreams of the organization in their hands, and they got it. They've got to take care of it. And the guys that, you know, we entrust with making decisions whether to deliver the football or hold on to the ball have to understand how important that is.
You guys have been a little bit more settled up front than, you know, since Kelsey and Mathis got back.
Sure.
How would you evaluate how the line has done since that time and maybe things that –
I think they're coming together, you know, and again, as they play together longer, they get a little bit smoother each week.
Last year, you only had 19 turnovers. Yeah. This year, 35. How can that be explained where it was such a strength last year?
Well, I think it happens, you know, sometimes it happens in bunches. We've all coached on teams where we did not have many turnovers, and then we've coached on ones where, you know, it's happened, and you know, that's the little thing that you just keep going back to. We look at each play that involves a turnover, and there are reasons why it happens, and we just got to do a better job of whoever has the ball in their hands, as I mentioned, has got to secure it, and whoever is throwing the football has to make good decisions and not put the ball in harm's way. You know, you got to be aggressive when you're throwing the football, but you also got to understand you can't put it in harm's way. It's the number one team stat when it comes to, you know, we all have a piece of that, and that's important.
Can you make adjustments in your offense to limit turnovers, Pat?
We can limit our chance of of having a turnover by taking a knee every snap. You know,
well, that would be an extreme adjustment. But
that would be extreme.
Let me rephrase. Are there minor adjustments?
We wouldn't score many points doing that. You know, I think. Well, I think it comes down to just the fundamentals of securing the football and the fundamentals of making good decisions when you throw it.
Right. But if I can wait, if it continues to be habitual as it was this year, could there have been done more?
I wouldn't call it habitual. I think we had more turnovers than we did a year ago, and we need to clean that up.
What do you think of Josh Huff's future as a wide receiver?
I think he's made great progress. You know, I think he came in. He probably got a little slower start, you know, and it's easy to make comparisons to Jordan because they're both rookie receivers. Probably a little slower start than Jordan, but he came back off his injuries. He's done an outstanding job in the return game, and I think he's a very explosive player where it's starting to click for him, and so I think he's got a very, very bright future.
Just to follow up on the offensive line question, a few of those guys have expressed that they haven't lived up to their own expectations. I mean, it's been the same five guys for, I think, six games or so. Have they met your expectations? And, you know, that continuity hasn't been an issue in this last draft.
We haven't done enough. You know, we haven't made enough plays. We haven't played consistent enough. We haven't done enough to win the games that were necessary for us to have a game beyond this Giants game. And so we just need to get back to the drawing board and improve.
Have you seen enough of Matt Barkley in practice and preseason to know what you have from him in him?
Yeah, I think we've seen him improve greatly in the year he's been with us, at least in this last year. And I think when he gets his opportunity to play in games, everybody's going to see it. You know, so we certainly haven't seen him in game, and that's going to be, you know, where it's important for him when he gets in games.
Would this not have been an opportunity to play? I know the decision from Chip was to play Sanchez, but would this not have been a situation to go out and see what Matt can do in a game?
Had Mark gotten hurt, then yeah, he's in. You know, but at this point, you know, we're going out to try to win the football game, and we feel like Mark playing, with the way that things are lined up right now, Mark playing gives us our best chance.
Last year you had 99 plays of over 20 yards. This year so far, 68. I think one easy thing to immediately point to is that Sean Jackson was on the team last year, isn't on the team this year.
Right.
Did you guys miss him on the field this year?
You know what? We were very comfortable with the receivers we have, number one. We feel like they gave us good production. And certainly Deshaun had a good game the other night, a couple of deep balls. But no, we feel good with the guys we have. And so in terms of missing things, it's one of those things you don't worry about it. You move forward with the guys you have, and we felt like they gave us good production.
Until Saturday, did you find those guys like Macklin and Cooper were able to get open like deep enough? Or
I think they did a good job of getting open this year, you know, and I think we got to continue to improve there.
Until Saturday, the running backs really haven't been much of a factor in the passing game, mm-hmm. particularly with Mark in there. Mm-hmm. Why has that been?
Well, when you look at him, and I'm sure you can add the numbers up, you know, when you look at the way, well, first of all, Ertz had a big game, you know, and then, you know, I think we've done a better job of throwing the ball inside, you know, largely because of some of the players that we've had inside. You know, we got a lot out of Jordan Matthews this year, and then we feel like we spread the ball out outside as well. So the ball was spread out a little, probably a little bit, you know, more evenly. You know, and I think that's probably something to be said.
Two more guys.
I know Jordan was used exclusively in the slot this year. Is there any plans maybe going forward to move him outside at any point or train him a little bit outside?
Yeah, we'll have to just see as we go. I think it's important when you're a young receiver, and we really believe that, you know, get in a position, learn, and then you can, you know, continue to improve. He practices. Unfortunately, you don't get to see it, but I assure you, he practices some outside – receiver type play, you know, during our training session. So, you know, we'll just have to see how it all lines up. But for us right now, he's been a really pretty good inside guy.
You talked about the running game a little bit ago, and you said we've run the ball well at times. It seems like there hasn't been a whole lot of games where you've run well consistently throughout the game.
Yeah.
Like Saturday, I think you had a lot of, early, and then second half, I think Shady was like 9 for 19. Any idea why it hasn't been sustainable?
Well, I think it, you know, again, that comes in bunches. There's times when you can hit on something and they're playing a certain way, and you know, the run game is, you know, it's 3, it's 4, it's 6, You know, you got to eliminate the minus one, but then you just got to stay with it and be consistent with it throughout, and then you kind of look at it in total. You know, there was a game last night. I think there was an 80-yard run to begin with, and that, then you can look at the numbers and say, my goodness, they had a great night rushing. I don't know what happened beyond that, but you might look at the numbers and say, boy, they had a great night rushing the ball. You look at the efficiency of the other runs, and that might not be the case, and I think that's, you want to be efficient running the ball. You like to be explosive and get the ball in the end zone when you do it. And then, you just got to be consistent with it.
So were you efficient enough running the ball in the three, you think?
We feel like we stuck with it, and we feel like our run game contributed, to us playing good offense. So, there's certainly areas we can improve running and passing, though.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, guys. Have a nice Christmas.